Ian, thank you for popping along to talk to us today. Where exactly have you come from?
From Dunure in Ayrshire. I had to get up at 5 o'clock yesterday morning to get here in time.
In Ayrshire, which is on the left-hand side of Scotland.
Left-hand side,
that's
yeah.
the beautiful side, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
It is, yes. Like Glasgow and places like that, yes. Okay, and so you were up at five to get to which airport? Glasgow Airport. You flew down to...
Luton.
Okay, we'll pray for you. And you're going back via Luton, are you?
I'm hoping to, yes.
Yeah, double prayer then, yes, okay. And where did you stay overnight? At Luton Airport?
I didn't. The Stradlings very kindly came and picked me up. I was so relieved. It was good.
good. And I believe we're going to have a chance to chat with you this afternoon over a cup of tea and a cream cake.
That is the promise, yes. Tricia is offering. So yes.
Yep, this afternoon in St Mary's Centre. I should have read this notice out earlier on. This afternoon at St Mary's Centre. What time, Hugh? Sorry? 3:30. 2:30. It's on your notice sheet. 2:30. Cream tea. The work that Hugh and Tricia have been looking at and doing out in Africa, slides and talk to Ian, and there's tea and scones, and a good time will be had by all. Excellent. Now, this is a typical Haddenham question. When are you going back?
This afternoon.
This afternoon, you hope.
I'm hoping, yes. Your car is working.
Well, the car's working. It's whether I'm working you need to worry about. Mm. Yeah. Now, we understand the Christian bit, and we understand... we think we understand the Christian... We tell ourselves we understand the Christian bit. We understand the engineering bit. What about this development bit? Who does the development? What is being development? Or is that part of your talk later on this morning?
It will be part of my talk, but basically I think that we call people developed if they have technology, I guess.
And
in that sense, more people in Africa have mobile phones than have a toilet, so perhaps development has happened. But I think generally the idea is that there are parts of the world that are ridiculously poor and are not getting the opportunities that they need. And simple things like road infrastructure so that people can sell their vegetables, things like that, actually make a huge difference, and the country develops.
Now, we heard about CED in Haddenham through John and Vivian and Barbara, who used to live here, Barbara Brighouse. How did you hear about CED, and what was it about CED that turned you on to joining them?
Well, it was a group of engineers, and I'm an architect, so there's a slight mismatch of connection. But back in the early 80s, we were working in Sudan with Across, and the predecessor as head of construction was briefly involved with CED, and he encouraged me to look into it. And it was a good fit for me because it let me keep an interest in overseas work while we were here, and also dreams of getting a project going while we were working there, which never actually happened. But it was a good dream.
It's a dream. Yeah. Good. And you're a trustee of CED.
I am indeed, yes.
Now, what does that mean?
It means I go down to London 4 times a year for meetings. I generally get quite involved in quite a few of the projects, and between the 8 or so of us, we try and keep the organisation going.
So you're one of those in charge?
By gum, yeah. I used to be the chairman for 5 years.
Excellent. Lovely. Good. Oh, and finally, I have to ask this because we always ask our interviewees these difficult, heart-searching questions. Favourite pizza topping?
Oh, olives and mozzarella, I think.
Olives and mozzarella. Not haggis.
Oh, not on a pizza.
Not on a pizza. No. Anything goes these days. And your favourite film of all time?
I think Easy Rider, which is wonderfully dated now, but it was the first film I ever watched. It was so morally ambiguous, and it does have a lot of searching about it.
I remember that one too. Ian, we look forward to hearing you speak to us later on.
Thank you.
Thank you.